This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Olsher.
Oh, man. All right, we need a rant theme. Like, we got to get, like, a new rant kind of, like, theme song kind of thing. I'm like, rant. You know, like, that shop song? We got to, like, we'll get Weird Al. We'll get Weird Al to redo our theme song with
you
the,
could have
the
Russ
rant.
Do it.
Or we'll have Russ do it.
Russ is outstanding.
Is he? Well,
yes.
All right.
Now,
yeah,
he's great.
Here we go. Wait, hi.
Sorry. I'm a bit out of the loop, so I don't exactly know how the song goes.
Wait, but this is a new thing? No.
Yeah, oh, I'm way out of the loop. That's my favorite subreddit, out of the loop. But somebody's got a song out now, work.
Yeah.
And we need to have Rusty make that rant.
It's so annoying.
You gotta rant. Yeah. I like it. Okay, that'll be the plan. All right, so as you know, Reinvention Radio, this is where mediocrity comes to die.
I just
live. Let me ask you guys a question. Near-death experiences. Ever had it? Yes or no? Mary Goulet. Hey, Mary Goulet, Rachel Tay, White Wade, Steve Olsher. How are you?
Yay. Hello. I've read a billion books on them.
No, but you personally?
Nope.
Really? Nothing ever?
No. Near death? No.
Really? That's impressive. Okay.
Why? Have you?
Oh, my God. Wait.
Oh,
yeah, okay, Rich O'Shea.
Here we go.
I mean,
dude, come on, you grew up in San Diego.
To what degree? Because there's a bunch of varying degrees of near death.
Okay, so I'm listening. So how do you define near death? What would you, how about this? What's an example?
You almost died.
That is exactly how I would define it also.
You're hilarious.
So based on that definition, Rich O'Tay, yes or no, near-death experiences ever?
Yeah, of
okay.
course.
Well, okay,
wait a minute,
see?
Because you almost died.
Yeah, because you've lived.
No, I don't mean like I've been sitting on a gurney and I was seeing the light at the end of the tunnel near
which is bullshit
okay, so what
anyway.
Is your true no, I don't know if that's true. What is your definition?
I almost died. I told
no, but
you.
Doing what? Like surfing or in a car?
There's so many. I'll tell you just one.
Yeah, please.
So driving home from Orange County, 5 South. You know how kind of by San Onofre, it gets the little bumpy stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It does one of those kind of flash rain things. They fill up in just the part that's under.
Oh, you hydroplane.
And I spin three times in a row, literally seeing the cars coming at me three different times.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm
okay,
safe.
So
oh, shit. Oh, I'm safe. Oh, shit.
So to me, I define that as a near-death experience.
That's not what they're... Okay, here's my definition of a near-death experience.
Died.
Okay,
come on.
Please. Yeah.
When somebody is in an accident or an operation went wrong and they literally leave their body and can see their body.
That's a near-death thing to you.
Yes, and then they... Yes, that
do you believe those people though? Like,
yes,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened to you?
Mm-mm.
See, how can you? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like all these people talk about the light.
But you
what
don't
happens.
Believe in the. You don't believe like if when we die, you think we're just nothing.
I think
it's
we go
black.
I think everything just goes black and we're
do
done.
Do you have dreams at night?
I have dreams, but I smoke so much weed that as soon as I wake up, I cannot remember them. So
well,
it's just
it's difficult to remember a dream, but you can remember how you feel about a dream you did have.
I did. I woke up pissed at my wife the other day. I was like, I fucking am mad at you. Because she was banging some dude, and I was mad. Now, don't you hate it like when like the person who you love has a bad dream about you, and then they wake up and they are mad at you? And you're like, I didn't do anything. I wasn't me. I didn't do anything. How can you be mad at me? It was your dream, and you're mad at me. I don't understand.
Well, you were mad at her.
I was actually mad at her.
What did you say to her?
She wanted some Kanye, and I was like, really? So I started calling her Kim for like the next week, and she actually didn't really like that. But I thought it was kind of cool. All right, so wait, we're talking about near death experiences. Have you had?
Have not personally had one.
Nothing really.
My brother was in an oil field accident and all but died.
What does that mean?
And he had something similar.
So what happened?
Right, right. He said he felt like his whole existence squeezed down to a submolecule pea, and then he exploded, and he felt like he was universe-sized.
That's like the first time getting laid, it sounds like. More than...
Really, Rich?
There you go.
Thanks a lot for that.
All right, so I'm thoroughly... It's
transformative.
Transformative. All right, so I'm thoroughly convinced
like
that anybody... Right? That's what the first experience is like. All right, so here's what I believe. I believe that, first of all, those who talk about what happens when you die and the light and all that, I think they're full of shit because they didn't actually die. We've had this conversation before. So if you haven't heard that before, go listen to some of the past episodes and you'll hear me talking about
near
that.
Death.
So, right. Okay. So near death. So this is all kind of relative. Now, I believe that maybe I've had 7 near-death experiences. I can kind of buzz through them all, but the most recent one.
Oh, boy.
The most recent one happened actually this past weekend.
Well, okay, so just real quick.
Yes.
Do you define it near death more towards how I defined it or more towards how she defined it? Because you've had 7 see the light at the end of the tunnel once.
Right, right. No, I haven't
7
had.
7 shit kind hit of the fan more, and you almost died.
Yes, more rich than Mary. Okay, yeah, definitely okay. More rich than Mary in terms of how
just
I.
Just so you know, Mary's right and Rich is wrong. Well, that's okay. Go in his camp.
I'm just questioning Steve's lifestyle that gives him 7 near-death experiences.
Yeah.
He's a cool cat.
That's as many as I can remember. The others, I've completely eliminated
from
my. But
then we've got motorcycles, MMA. So, yeah, I can kind of see that.
All right, give us your biggest one, the most recent.
Well, not the. I don't know if this would be the biggest one necessarily because I don't really know how close to death I actually was.
You're freaking me out.
I know, right? So that's the thing.
He's from Chicago.
Well, I am from Chicago, but I will tell you this. There was a shooting in Austin on 6th Street. Have you been to Austin, Texas?
Mm-mm.
No? Yes?
No.
Rich? Yeah, mm-hmm. You've been there. Nobody can hear you
there's
nod.
There's a microphone.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
open I said
mouth.
Yes at the beginning.
Hello.
Right, yes. Okay. So you've been to Austin. Have you been on 6th Street?
Yes.
Okay. So 6th Street, for those who are unfamiliar, is a lot like I've been on Bourbon Street, and okay. You know, you get the. And first of all, I believe that like white trash, like that's like their heaven. Like the angels start singing. Like when the white trash walks and turns that corner, and they get to Bourbon Street, it's like you know, like the angels start singing. It's like it smells of piss, it smells of puke, and it smells of beer. Like
and fried food.
Right, and titties. That's like Bourbon Street right there because you get your necklaces and you show the boobies. And I tried doing that. I didn't get many necklaces, but evidently it doesn't work for us the same way it works for the ladies. So 6th Street is kind of like that without the boobies, okay?
Okay.
So piss, beer, puke, and like 20-somethings just basically acting stupid.
So is this where they have all the bars and music scene?
Exactly.
Like Southwest, whatever.
South by Southwest, yes. And all that.
Steve went out for a mastermind in the middle of all this.
Yes. I'm going to learn something.
Yes. So the hotel was like literally a block off of the main strip here on 6th Street. And so we were kind of out, you know, hanging, whatever, just, you know, doing our thing, just kind of walking the scene, seeing what's what. And bam, 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 bam. 4 shots. I mean, loud as can be.
Did you know right away? Because a lot of people are like, I didn't know if that was the fireworks or somebody was backfiring with their car.
Right. I think,
what was it?
I think that everything that has been going. So for me personally, I knew right away what it was.
Because you're from Chicago.
Well, not just that, but I've actually been on gun ranges. I've seen, you know, and I've been around guns, right? So I knew unequivocally it's a very distinct sound that is very different from fireworks.
Okay.
Fireworks have a certain sort of echo to it. This is more of like it's kind of hard to describe, but once you hear it, you can never forget what you've heard.
So there are 4 bullets. Like, go ahead, Rich.
He did own the funky pickle.
I did own the funky
true.
Pickle.
So. Well, so here you left us with 4 bullets hanging in the air. How close were you to them as they were flying?
And that's what I don't know. But I do know that I was close enough that I damn near got trampled. Like, because as soon as those shots rang out, people started running in like every direction, like losing their mind.
Why didn't you just hit the ground?
Well, that was a thought, but then I thought otherwise. And I thought, like, no, if I'm going to be like, first of all, if I'm on the ground, then I'm in I'm in a position there. Well, you get trampled for one, and then like you're an easy target. Like, even I could hit a person laying on the ground with a gun.
But you didn't know where it was coming from.
I didn't know, but I knew it was close enough to actually get my ears ringing, and it was close enough to know that as soon as it popped, the herd started coming. So could you lay on the ground? Yeah, you could, but you get trampled. And then if there's a gunman who really is like on the loose, then you're just like, oh, look at that guy. Pow! You know, it's like, there he is on the ground. I got one. Easy pickings. If I'm running, then I'm thinking at the very least, I'm going to grab like some old lady and I'm going to pull her like behind me. You know, so I got like a shield. So I'm like, quick, we got to run. We got to run.
I'm going to help you.
Here, little old lady. Let me carry you. Really.
Get on my back. right. Hop on. We're going. So that's what I did. So I grabbed the oldest person I could find, and I grabbed her by the hand. I was like, come on, we got to run. And so, like, she's trailing, like, right behind me, and just, like, you know, running.
Tell
running,
me
running.
The truth.
Well, I just ran. I screamed and ran like a little girl. But
and this is your near-death experience.
So that's what I'm wondering, right?
So you're more towards Wade than even me. Like, at least I spun three times around with cars coming at me and stuff. You're just like, right. I'm not quite sure where the bullet was from.
Yeah, for the bullet thing, yeah. My friend was sitting outside with her son in her backyard, and she knew something was going on up with the neighbors. Anyway, the guy's out in the front lawn with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Just the police are called.
Shooting?
Yeah, because somebody called about a suicide, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, she was more heroic than you because a bullet flew past her head.
Oh.
She got her kid and herself into her house, and then another bullet lodged into her house.
He was just randomly shooting, like, just like, kind of like,
well,
anywhere.
Well, it may have been the cops because he went out with the gun and they shot him and errant bullets and landed in her condo.
Oh, man.
Seriously, she was a wreck.
It was a horrible suicide attempt.
Right.
Yeah, she was.
Failure.
Anyway, man. So my definition is the true definition, and it's
a little bit different than mine. All right,
yeah,
well.
Yeah. I mean, hey,
yes.
Several
in
times,
12 seconds, please.
Several times in my life, I've been rear-ended in my car.
Nice.
So I guess that's
in you're in the way, Wade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to get out of the way.
And, I mean,
Wade.
California, drive fast.
And that was with a guy named Jack. So, you know, yeah, there you go. So we're running in your car. And depending on whether or not he wore protection, that could have been a near-death experience for you, man. Hope you enjoyed it. All right, guys, that's the rant for now. Keep subscribing, rating, reviewing the podcast. We appreciate you. Talk to you guys here next time on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.